All right, day two, OTAs. It's going good. It's good to be out in the grass. And so the guys are doing a nice job. But questions?
It's been a long time around here since the defensive coordinators were back 2 years in a row. I'm not sure if you're aware of that history. But
yeah, I've heard that.
Kind of meant having that continuity from last year to this year, what advantages has that given you as opposed to maybe what these guys have been through?
Well, we approach it very similarly in terms of the way we install and want to communicate and have guys understand the principles of how we do things and all the little subtle things that we want to be able to communicate and get done. It requires guys being on the same page, so it helps being in that second year and that we're further along. Guys understand the basics of what we're looking to do, and now we can start to add a few more little tweaks. It starts with communication, and the guys have done a great job being able to do that. Communicate different calls, different leverages, and so it's, you know, we're ahead of where we were last year, but it's still a lot of work to do. You've got to come back each year and, you know, establish a mentality of how you're going to do things and a culture, how you're going to chase the ball and be unselfish and things like that. So, but we're off to a good start.
We've heard a lot about the offense wanting to be faster. Is that a key for the defense as well, to do everything faster because of communication?
Yeah, I mean, you want to, you know, it's all about space and tempo in today's NFL. So, you know, you've got to be able to function at a faster rate. You've got to be able to communicate at a faster rate. You've got to have athletes that can perform in space. And so, you know, all of that is a big part of it.
So does it feel faster right off the bat?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking to go fast as well. I mean, it's in preparation for, you know, the NASCAR approach that is becoming more and more popular.
What you saw out of New England in the regular season, I mean, is that foreshadowing of what you think you'll see?
Yeah, there'll be more of it. You know, I think week four you can expect to get a little more of it when Philly comes in. So that's just where our league is going. You know, you're always evolving. You know, you're always looking to add freshness and certainly being aware of the fact that that element is there and only going to get stronger. We're going to see it every day from our offense. Our offense operates at a good tempo, so that's a good thing for us in terms of preparation for what we're going to get.
Is culture more important than technique or scheme, or where does that fit in?
Well, it's first. Yeah. It's first, yeah. I think you create the culture because once you get a group that's unselfish and committed, willing to work hard, to understand the need to sacrifice, then you can begin to work on the technique and the communication and the fundamentals and how you're gonna put it all together. So I think the culture is that mentality, that mindset, that culture is where we start. And I don't take it for granted. You know, year to year, I don't say, oh, we have that check. We don't need to go back and work at that. I think it's important that we invest time, effort, and energy. And commit to that right away.
Coach, in this high-tempo league, you talk about facing those offenses that get rid of the football quickly. Edge pressure always isn't going to get there. How important to you is it to help create that middle pressure, that push up in there?
Yeah, we want to, you know, we seek the pressure from every angle. You know, we want to pressure everybody on our defense from corner on the short side to corner on the field side, on everybody in between, safeties, linebackers, and D-linemen. So we have designed to bring pressure from a lot of different areas, and that's part of what we do, not only to affect the quarterback and to make it tough for them to know where we're coming from, but also for them to be able to block Vaughn. You know, at the end of the day, if you spend too much time on Vaughn, we're gonna try and hit you from the backside. So it all ties together. He's trying to determine that for us right now. You know, we brought him here, put him in the mix. He's a guy that had close to 10 sacks last year. He's got sack production in the league. He's been a guy that has played outside linebacker and open side defensive end. And they always called it linebacker in a 3-4, but for us, that's what it would be. And so he'll get an opportunity to compete at doing both of those things, and we'll see the fit as we go.
I'm trying to think of ways to use him and Vaughn together.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking for the different combinations, and at this time of the year, we're really just getting to know our players, and we've got a lot of scheme and a lot of things we can do, and we're going to see who does it best and let them compete, and we're going to utilize the guys that do it best to affect the quarterback.
Looks like you're giving Nate Irving every chance to be the Mike.
He's getting the first crack at it, yeah. Nate's going to get time in there. Stuart Bradley will get time in there. Stevie Johnson will get time in there. But Nate's getting the first crack. And, he's a guy that – he's a bright guy. He's naturally a strong-handed guy, a thick guy. He can move. He's got a chance to play at a higher level, and we're giving him that opportunity to earn that, But he does know our system, and returning in the same system I think will help him a little bit. And he understands the things we're looking for and the leadership that we're looking for from that position. And he's applying himself right now.
When you're as old as I am, I remember Nitschke and Bupkis and classic Mikes of my childhood. Is Mike an endangered species, or is the nature of the job just changing, or how would you describe it?
No, I don't think it's in danger. I think if you have a special Mike that's a special player, he's going to play every down. Patrick Willis doesn't come off the field, San Francisco. So there are guys out there that are superior players. But if you don't have a guy who's a bona fide, monster in the middle that's never going to come off the field, he can be the first guy off. If you're going to leave two backers out there, he can be the first guy off. So it's just you're going to play your two strongest guys all the time if they can handle it, and then the third guy, whoever that is, needs to play when it's base, and when it goes sub, he can come off. So it doesn't have to be the Mike, though. It can be the Will, it can be the Sam, it can be whoever it is that comes off. And that just varies by team, by personnel.
Coach, when you played, you were known as a fiery leader on the field. How important is that for defense to have that? And who is that in your eyes for the Denver Broncos?
Well, we have a bunch of different guys that lead different ways. That was my style. That was my way. But we have different guys that do it in their own way now. I think Wesley Woodyard stepped forward last year, became a leader for us. Champ Bailey, because of his stature, is a constant for us here. So those are the two guys that jumped to my mind. A young guy last year that really was hard for him to be a leader, but he emerged as the year went on, was Derek Wolf. I think you'll see Derek take a more active role as a leader, in our defense this year. So guys always emerge, I try and talk about, look, this is our defense, and you need to embrace it and make it your own, take ownership. And part of that is, having leaders step up and take charge.
What are your expectations for Wolf this year?
What are what now?
Expectations for Wolf this year.
Well, I think he had a great rookie year. Want him to build on it. He's not happy with – it's not enough for him. He wants more, which is great. Anytime a young man has tremendous success, which he did, and he comes back hungry for more, that bodes well for everybody involved. The organization, obviously, the front, and Derek individually. So we're happy about the way he's approaching it. He's a good football player. He's called end. In our base system, he's really probably plays 70% of his snaps at tackle, maybe more, but at least that much. So maybe he's mislabeled. But as far as defensive tackles go, if you looked at their numbers and look at what he did last year, which is really relative to what he does where he should be listed, he had a heck of a year, and he wants to build on that, and we're looking forward to it.
What kind of progress do you see in Terrence Knight over years in Jacksonville that made you
want to
bring him?
Terrence, he played for us early there. Big body, kind of, I refer to him as a dancing bear type because he's a huge man that has feet to go sideline to sideline. He has, he's come in here hungry to get back to the kind of player we know he's capable of being, that he knows he's capable of being. And, again, he's going to compete and earn his spot, earn his time. And we've got a good group there. Vickerson's a good player, played solidly for us last year. He needs to play better. Terrence needs to play better, and then obviously drafting Sylvester. So we feel like we've acquired some big body types in there that can help us.
From what you've seen of Sylvester, quick learner, got a ways to go?
Yeah, most rookies have a ways to go, but he's a pretty quick learner. He's quick off the ball. You know, he's got some natural rush ability. We're teaching him technique and things in terms of how to sit down and anchor blocks and some of the doubles he'll get at our level that are a little bit stronger, a little more forceful than what he saw in college. But, you know, he's going to be a good player for us.
Guys are always talking about getting better. How can Von Miller get
better? He can get better. Yeah, he can be more consistent. I mean, certainly he had a tremendous number of impact plays, you know, tackles for loss, sacks, quarterback hits, even had the interception for a touchdown, things like that. So you want to maintain those impactful plays, those positives, but we want to find a way to be more consistent and make less errors, be able to play longer, play harder, so his conditioning can improve. So there are always things that a player can work on and strive for to get better. And I think he wants to do that. Now we've just got to see the work. I mean, there's no shortcut to the kind of success that he's had or that he should continue to have. It's going to require a lot of hard work, but it appears that his mentality is such where he's going to give himself every opportunity.
Do you like him playing bigger? You say in a couple weeks of the
week? No, not really. I mean, I don't get too hung up on weight. If it's a little high, a little low, as long as we don't have real skinny bottoms on our defensive tackles.
Jack, how long has the Baltimore loss stuck with you? Where is that in your head?
I got tired of apologizing to our fans, you know, that I would see out in the community, and I finally said, hey, you know, it's time to move on. So that's kind of how I look at it. You know, I was apologized, like, golly, you know, I'm really sorry that we let you down. I know how you were there and with us, and
like,
it was a tough one. It was
like
a tough one.
Ball or something?
Anywhere. I mean, wherever you see fans, you know, we have interaction. It was like, you know, I really felt like we let them down. And obviously we let ourselves down first. But, yeah, from all that, that's way in the past now. At this point, it's in our rearview mirror. And, you know, you learn what you can about anything that you experience in life and go forward. And that's where we are. We're going forward.
Last question, Arnie.
Jack, you talked about the change in the game with the middle linebacker. Any more, do you see the third corner, the nickel guy, as a starter?
And I do.
Where do you think Chris fits in that role relative to the league, especially with a chance to face West every day?
Yeah, that'll sharpen his skills for sure. West is a handful. But, no, our third corner last year, our sub-packages of at least three corners, we took up, I believe, 66% of our snaps last year. So, you know, you're talking about a guy that's playing the majority of the snaps as opposed to a third linebacker. The third corner is playing more like a starter now. Now, you still trot out your starters, you know, before the game, and the nickel typically doesn't run out. But if they start in 11 personnel, he will. And so that position's become more and more important.